From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The recent surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians continued Saturday, with at least three Palestinians killed after trying to attack Israelis in separate incidents. Saturday's attacks in the West Bank city of Hebron at a police checkpoint in East Jerusalem are the latest in a series of Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings, that have killed seven Israelis.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms violence directed against innocent people and believe that Israel has a right to maintain basic law and order and protect its citizens from knife attacks violence on the streets.
The president is sending Secretary of State John Kerry to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next week. The surge in violence between the Palestinians and Jews began nearly a month ago. Rumors spread through Arab neighborhoods that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site Muslims call the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a charge that Israel denies. Earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that he's willing to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to end the spike in violence, but so far there has been no announcement of any meeting. A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling towards the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Authorities there have begun canceling flights, and local officials are conducting forced evacuations of coastal regions and flood-prone areas. The storm has sustained winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran rejects allegations that its recent long-range missile tests violate the UN Security Council resolutions. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that, contrary to the claims of the United States and France, Iran's missile tests have nothing to do with Resolution 2231, which only mentions missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. She said the United States will seek appropriate action.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate U.N. Security Council resolution, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
Russia's prime minister said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interests and defeat the Islamic State, and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with a Russia TV channel, Dmitry Medvedev said that it is not important to Russia who leads Syria in the future, as long as it's not ISIS. In Washington Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, declaring that a ground offensive in that country is not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
His comments came as the U.S. and Russia did reach an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft. This is both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Obama said that was the only issue the two countries agreed on since Russia began its contentious military campaign at the end of September. The stability of the world is directly linked to climate change and its impact on food security for billions of people, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Saturday. Kerry was speaking at the Milan Expo, a conference focused on food security issues. Kerry argued that unrest tied to agricultural failure caused by climate change poses an international threat, and he urged attendees to act quickly. Pope Francis has called for a healthy decentralization of power in the Catholic Church, including a greater role for the laity, more decision-making authority for bishops' conferences, and even changes in the papacy. Francis made his comments Saturday during a ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of the Synod of Bishops, which meets occasionally and advises the popes on various issues. Also on Saturday, the Vatican published the itinerary for Francis's visit to Kenya, Uganda, the Central African Republic next month. Francis is expected to meet slum dwellers and refugees and calls for dialogues between Christians and Muslims during his tour of the African continent. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.